We serve a mighty God.
我们服侍一个伟大的神。
He is strong in every arena of life.
他在各方面都很强壮。
God makes a way where there doesn't seem to be a way.
上帝在没有路的时候开为我们开路。
God has a purpose and a plan for every person.
上帝对每一个人都有他的命定和呼召。
Everybody hold your finger up.
每个人把手举起来。
Turn to someone and point to them and said, Do you know who you are?
向旁边的人指着，你知道你是谁吗？
Do you know who you are?
你知道你是谁吗？
You are a child of God.
你是上帝的孩子。
Oh, I'm not a believer in Jesus.
但我不是信耶稣的
啊。I just came to visit today.
我只是来拜访这里而已啊。
I've got news for you.
我有一个消息告诉你。
You don't know who you are.
你不知道你是谁。
God in the beginning made Adam and Eve.
起初上帝创造亚当和夏娃。
He did not make Adam and Steve.
他没有创造亚当跟斯提凡。
Get that?
Got
Adam and Steve? Got
yeah.
that? Okay. Adam and Eve, man and woman.
男人和女人，亚当跟夏娃。
And he blessed them.
他祝福他们
and he told them to fill the earth with people.
要生养众多
You are my sister.
你我的姊妹
You are my brother.
你是我的弟兄
From another mother.
是从另外一个母亲生出来的
But you're kin.
你是我的族群
Because we can relate all the way back to Adam and Eve.
因为我们可以追溯到亚当
We're all part of a bigger family.
我们都是一个大家庭里面
And we've got one God.
我们有一位神。
His name is Jesus Christ.
他的名字是耶稣基督。
God the Father.
父神。
God the Son.
父子。
God the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵。
Three in one.
三位一体的神。
When we begin to experience who Jesus is.
当我们开始经历上帝谁是耶稣。
We come into a personal relationship with him.
我们跟他有一个个人的关系。
In my life, I grew up in a Christian family.
在我的生命，我活在一个基督教的家庭。
From a Korean point of view,
从一个韩国人的角度
，My mother and father were Moksanim. Moksanim, that means pastor.
Okay. 我韩国人是我他们父母是牧师。
牧师 right?
牧师
yeah. Okay. That's Chinese. 牧师 okay. All right. So.I grew up in a Christian family.
So, 我父母是牧师，我在基督教家庭里面
长大。So, I learned how to play the religious game.
我知道怎么去玩这个宗教的游戏。
When I was in college,
我在大学里面
I joined a fraternity.
我加入一个兄弟会。
They made me the chaplain.
他让我成为那个里面的教牧师。
Because I knew more Bible than anybody else.
因为我懂这个圣经多过于所有的。
Because my daddy made me to go to church every Sunday.
因为我的爸爸每一天就带我去教会。
I mean, just learned the word after being taught the word so many times.
因为你就在教会里面就学神的话语，因为你一直
听。But there was a problem.
但是有个问题。
I was religious.
我只是一个有宗教的人。
I did not really have a relationship with Jesus.
但是我跟上帝没有真正的关系。
Because I had not submitted my life to him.
因为我没有把我生命交给他。
I was not really following him.
我没有跟随他。
But I knew how to play church.
但是我知道怎么玩教会的游戏。
I knew how to play like a Christian.
我怎么知道怎么去玩像
基督徒的游戏。I knew how to pray
someone.
I mean, one of my fraternity brothers came to me.
我其中一位在兄弟会里面的一个兄弟告诉我
，Rusty, my girlfriend left me.
我 Rusty, 我的那个女朋友离开了我。
I'm flunking in university.
我在这学校都快被当掉了。
Tonight is the last night I will live.
今天晚上是我最后一天晚上会活着。
I'm going to kill myself.
我要自杀。
And I said, No, you're not.
我说不会，你不会的。
Because I know a God that's greater than both of us.
因为我知道有位神是大过于我们
两个。I'm going to pray for you.
我会为你祷告。
And God is going to set you free.
上帝会释放你。
And you're going to know who Jesus Christ is.
你会知道谁是耶稣基督。
Hee-haw!
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 God used a donkey one time.
上帝用一个驴子。
Who spoke in the language of Hebrew.
用来说希伯来文
and told the prophet stop beating me there's an angel trying to kill you I'm trying to save your life
不要透过这里告诉一位先知不要一直往这个地方走因为上帝会击杀你
so if God can use a donkey
如果上帝可以用一个驴子说话
God can use a religious boy called Rusty Russell
上帝可以用一个玩宗教游戏的
who was not right with God who didn't know Jesus personally
他不我虽然不知道不认识耶稣
but I knew enough about him
但是我知道
had been to so many services where my dad led people to Jesus
但是我的爸爸能够带很多人信耶稣
I knew how to do it
我知道要怎么做
and that young man got saved
那一天晚上那个年轻人得救
he got born again
他重生了
he later became a dynamic Christian
他变成一个很有活力的基督徒
and he led many people to Jesus
他带很多人信耶稣
me
我
hee-haw Still just a donkey.
我只是一个驴子而已。
It wasn't until I became 22 years of age
但是当我22岁的时候
that I was challenged by real Christians
我被一个真正的基督徒挑战
to make 100% commitment to Jesus
完全的 100% 的向神放下
to receive Jesus into my heart to be born again
来领受耶稣而且重生
to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit
受圣灵的洗
and to start following Jesus with all of my heart
而且来全心来跟随耶稣
before that happened
但是那个发生之前
I was going to a church that had Bible studies
我是去一个教会它里面有、那个、
I had a girlfriend
我有那时候有个女朋友
we went to those Bible studies
我们一起去聚会
and my girlfriend says I'm never going to go back to those Bible studies
啊，我说我们从那时候就不会再回去那个聚会了为什么
because of what we do after the Bible study
因为那个我们一起做的事情是因为
What's wrong with what we do after the Bible study?
我们一起在聚会后一起做事情，有什么会发生
事情？What we would do is we would go to a nightclub.
我们聚会完就会去一个 club.
We would drink a lot.
我们会喝很多的酒。
And we dance.
我们会跳舞。
And she said, "Not me. I'm not going to do that anymore."
我不会，我不再去聚会。
Okay, don't go to the Bible study.
那好，那就不去聚会
了。I'll go to the Bible study.
我自己去聚会。
Because I'm religious.
因为我是一个有宗教的人。
Not right with God.
但是不是跟神对齐的。
I just had religion.
我只是有宗教而已。
Knowledge of God.
我知道关于神的事情。
But no heart knowledge of God.
但是不是从心里认识神。
I decided that I needed to leave the town I was in and go to Memphis, Tennessee and get a better job.
我要去从我的那个镇到另外一个镇叫田纳西那边。
So I took my girlfriend to these Christian leaders and asked them, would you please lead her to Jesus?
我就带着我的女朋友在这个田纳西教会里面说请你带我的女朋友信耶稣
My idea was if she can get saved
我的想法是如果我的女朋友可以得救
Then she won't want to stay with me anymore
她不想要跟我在一起
And I can go on to Memphis and get a different job
那我就可以去田纳西再找另外一份
工作 I was not married I was just had a girlfriend
我没有说没有结婚我只是有个女朋友
So as I talked to the lady
当我在跟这个女生在讲话
She said Rusty do you believe in the Bible?
他说 Rusty 你相信圣经吗
I said well yes I believe in the Bible
当然我相信圣经
cover to cover
从头到尾我都相信
She looked at me my white girlfriend She said what are you talking about
他说他看着我和我的女朋友说你到底在讲什么
Well you see in America
在美国
We have AM radio AM FM AM radio
哦，我们有八个那个收音机的平台
This is before satellite you know music and stuff like that
这是没有卫星之前的事
And so I turn to the AM dial, and I'll hear these crazy preachers preaching.
那我就转到那个 AM 的一个频道，就听到一些很疯的一些
One of them was Pentecostal. He said, "Well, I believe in the Bible from cover to cover."
我相信圣经从整本圣经从头到尾。
And I'd sit there and I'd laugh at this guy. That guy's crazy. He's so funny. He's really funny.
我说这个牧师讲到真的太好笑了。
But when I got asked the question, "Do I believe in the Bible?"
但我被问说：“你相信圣经吗？”
Words came out of my mouth that even I didn't believe.
但我讲出来话，我自己都不能相信。
Well, I believe the Bible from cover to cover.
我相信圣经，从头到尾都相信这本圣经。
I'm thinking, do I really do that?
但我自己相信，我真的有相信吗？我真的相信吗？
So the lady witnessing to me said, "Good."
但是这女生，这在服侍我们的姐妹，她说：“太好了。”我说哦，那我就不好哦，完了。
She asked me Bible verses about Jesus.
他就开始问我关于圣经的。
She asked me a Bible verse about healing.
他问我关于医治。
She said, "Since you believe in the Bible from cover to cover, Rusty."
如果你真的相信整本圣经的
If there's anybody sick, let them call for the elders of the church.
如果有人病人就找叫长老为他抹油。
Let them anoint them with oil.
抹油。
And the prayer offered in faith shall heal the one who is sick.
那而且你凭信祷告，这个人就会得救。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
I've never heard that scripture before.
我就说，我从来没有听过这些经文。
Show me in the Bible where that is.
他说，你告诉我这个圣经在哪里，这个经节在哪里。
I'm getting tired of the girl saying good.
我已经开始听你说太好了。
Witness to her, stop witnessing to me.
他说，你要跟我女朋友那个见证，不是跟我见证。
So I turn to James chapter 5, verse 14.
雅各书五章四节。
And it says.Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and God will raise him up. And if he's committed sins, he'll forgive him.
你们中间有病的人，就该请长老，教会的长老为他们，他们可以奉主的名用油抹为他祷告，出于信心的祈求要救那人，主必叫他起来。他若犯罪，他也必蒙赦免。
It's in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面。
You said you believed it.
你说你相信。
From cover to cover.
从整本圣经。
And about that time, my girlfriend spoke for the first time.
那时候我的女朋友就第一次讲话。
Yeah, Rusty, since you believe in the Bible.
Rusty, 你既然相信圣经。
She, the lady, challenged me to receive prayer from her husband.
这个姐妹她挑战我从她的先生领受这个祷告。
I had asthma all of my life.
我有气喘，我整个
身体。Let my husband pray for you so you can be healed.
这姐妹跟我说，让我的先生为你祷告，他为你祷告，他你要得医治。
And I'm thinking, how can I get out of this deal?
我就心里想，我怎么能够离开这个地方
？Then my girlfriend said, "Yeah, Rusty, I'd like to see you go. Let him pray for you."
那我的女朋友就告诉我说，那我想要看到这个姐妹长老，这个姐妹先生为 Rusty 祷告。
Men, tell me what my problem is.
男人，你告诉我的问题是什么
？Well, where is he? I'll get him to pray for me, but I will be healed.
那我就请他为我祷告，我就会得医治。
He's right outside.
他就在外面。
So we went.
所以我们就
Sir, would you please pray for me that God would heal me of asthma?
我就请这位弟兄，请你为我祷告，我就会得医治。
No, I will not, he said.
他这个人就会跟我说，我不会为你祷告。
I said, hey, if it doesn't work, I won't tell anybody.
我就跟他讲说，如果这个没办法成功，我不会告诉任何人的。
I didn't think it was going to work anyway.
我自己也不会相信这个会成功。
He said no.You're not right with Jesus.
他跟我讲说，你跟神没有对齐。你
，I got mad.
我就很生气。
See this lady with the red shirt, and see that man with the red shirt. My face got that red, and I wanted to hit that guy.
对，我等就很像这位姐妹和那位弟兄，那个脸就那么红，
But、
想要揍那个人。
I was real skinny back then, like you Chinese. I was very skinny, and
那时候我很瘦。
And he was big.
他很大只。
So that's left mad.
我就只是离很生气离开。
I peeled out in my car in all three gears and I just went home.
我就这样直接回家，很生气的回家。
I gotta get that guy.
我一定要想办法对付那个人。
I'm gonna slash his tires.
我要把他的。
I'm gonna throw a stone through his windscreen.
我要拿石头砸他车子，要把他。
I gotta get that guy. He embarrassed me.
因为这个人让我那个闹。
He offended me.
那个怒气。他因为他冒犯了我。
My girlfriend said,
我的女朋友跟我讲
，I'm not right with Jesus.
我没有我自己对跟神没有，我跟耶稣没有对齐。
Be quiet.
我跟我女朋友讲
，You teach Sunday school class at church. I go to Sunday school class. We go to church.
我们都去教会，你都教主日学，我也教主日学。
But she said, I'm not.Right with Jesus.
但是我的女朋友就说，我跟耶稣没有对齐。我跟
Okay, I'll take you back over there.
那 Okay, 好，没办法，那我就把
They'll pray for you and you'll get that born again thing.
我就会请那个教会为你祷告。
Went over to the house.
就会再重生。
Knocked on the door.
你就去那个他的家。
The lady opens the door.
这个一个女生打开门。
Oh, Rusty, I'm so glad you're here.
说 Rusty 很开心你真的能够回来。
I said why?
为什么？
God's been talking to me about you.
因为上帝一直在对我在说关于你的事情。
Right.
我就说啊、
God talks to people. Give me a break.
你
在骗我。I said, okay. What did he say?
好，那我就说，那上帝跟你讲什么？
You're full of pride.
你是充满了骄傲。
Anybody can see that. You're arrogant.
你是很有自我。
Anybody can see that.
当然很多人都可以看得见。
You're full of lust.
而且你充满了这个情欲。
You're in sexual immorality with your girlfriend.
你跟你的女朋友活在这个性行为里面。
I thought I hid that one pretty good. You know?
我以为我把这个藏起来藏得很好。
And she went on with more delicate things.
而且她又讲更深更隐秘私密的事情。
And I realized that God, who sees everything, must have told her everything.
那个我就了解说，那上帝能够看见所有东西，告诉把所有事情告诉这个姐妹。
What do I do?
那我要做什么呢？
She said, "You need to repent."
你需要悔改。
Forsake your sin.
要离弃你的罪,
turn and walk in a new direction.
回转向一个新的方向走,
give your life 100% to Jesus.
把你所有的生命给耶稣,
accept him into your heart.
接受他成为你的救主,
get a relationship with Jesus.
跟神有在建立关系,
and he'll tell you what to do next.
他会告诉你下一步要该怎么做。
We both got on our knees, weeping and crying.
但是我和我的女朋友就跪在地上,
we gave our hearts
一直哭泣,
to
那我们就把我们的心给耶稣。
Jesus came in and changed us.
接耶稣基督进来,
she prayed for us, and we both got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we both began to pray in tongues.
当他为我们祷告的时候, 我们都被圣灵充满, 而且开始说方言。
We were changed in 1 minute.
我们在那一刹那之间, 完全的被改变。
We broke up our relationship.
我们分手了, 那时候。
She got a new job.
她找到一个新工作。
I left town.
我就离开这个镇,
but I came back every weekend to church.
但是我每一个礼拜都回到这个镇里面。
She became the church secretary.
她成为这个教会的那个,
I went to Bible school, Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas.
我就去一个德州的教会。
When I came back, I was on staff at the church.
我回来的时候，我就在这个教会全职侍奉里面。
We were under a vision from Hal Lindsey that in 2 years Jesus was going to return to earth.
我们那时候在参加一个教会，那时候那个教会他们就宣告，在两年之内耶稣就回来。
So we worked 18 hours a day, winning anybody and everybody that could be saved.
但是我们在那两年之内一直在让别人回想。
At the end of 2 years,
就很像耶稣，在那个两年之内，
Jesus didn't show up.
但是那两年耶稣没有回来。
What is that deal?
那个到底怎么为什么会这样发生？
What should we do now?
那我们现在该做什么？
I had Christian brothers we were walking with.
我们有弟兄一起信耶稣的弟兄一起走，那我们应该是去结婚的吧。
But we don't have any girlfriends.
但是我们都没有任何的女朋友。
But then the Lord speak to us.
但是上帝就开始对我们说话。
And God spoke to me.
上帝对我说话。
That he'd already planned a woman for me.
他已经为我预备一个女人。
I said, well, Lord, who's that?
那是谁？
He said, that's your old girlfriend.
那就是你之前的女朋友啊。
I thought, really?
真的吗？
So I started to talk to her.
那我就开始跟她讲话。
And she said, you know, 2 years ago when we broke up,
两年之前我们分手的时候,
Jesus said, do not look for another man.
那个上帝就跟那个女的，我那是前女友讲， 不要再找另外一个男人。 我已经为你预备一个男人。
But he's not ready.
但是他还没有准备好。
And on May 1974年5月的时候, my beautiful bride and I got married.
我和我的太太就结婚了。
And we've been married for 50 years.
我们已经结婚50年了。
That's what she looks like now.
这是她长的样子。
See that? And now she's in heaven.
她现在在天家。
She contracted cancer in November last year.
去年11月她得了癌症。
We valiantly prayed for her for 6 months.
我很努力地为她祷告6个月。
God gave us 5 healing miracles.
上帝给我们5个医治的这个奇迹。
But by May 10th,
在5月10号的时候,
the Lord says, I'm going to take her home.
上帝就跟我们说, 我要带她回天家。
Let her go.
让她走吧。
We both agreed.
我们都一起同意了。
And we waited for the Lord to take her.
我们就等待上帝带她回天家。
I wept over a 6 month period.
我哭泣了6个月。
But every time we came to a crisis, God said, what do you want me to do?
每次当我们要碰到一个危机的时候, 上帝就说你要我为你做什么。
He said, I want my wife alive and well and in the ministry with me as we have been for 50 years.
我要我的太太健康就像是过去50年一样跟我在一起服侍。
He allowed the doctors to rescue her.
他让医生能够拯救他。
She had two operations to stop the bleeding of this tumor.
他有两次的手术是停止这个瘤去出血。
Twice, several times, I got some of you here to pray. I know Felicia and Sam prayed, and others around the world prayed for us.
这个教会还有各个世界各地的人为我们祷告。
And Jesus gave us a miracle to rescue her kidneys one time.
上帝给我们一个奇迹去拯救她的 kidney.
On the fifth time,
在第五次的时候
the Lord asked me,
上帝问我
what do you want me to do?
你要我为你做什么？
All of the whole 6 months, the Lord had been speaking to me, I want to bring her home. I want to bring her home.
这个整个六个月上帝一直告诉我说他要带我的女儿回天家，在我的女儿回天家。
And I said, I want your daughter to stay with me.
但是我一直告诉神，我要你的女儿跟我在一起，我要你的女儿跟我在一起，我不要她回天家。
But when the Lord asked me the fifth time,
当上帝问我第五次的时候，
I said, Lord, I yield to your will.
我就跟上帝说，我把主权交给你。
I yield for the choice to be made by my wife.
我把我的权利交给我的太太。
When the doctors came in and said, there's no other treatment we can give you. The tumor is too big. We can't operate on it. We cannot stop it.
这个医生竟然说，这个你太太的肿瘤太大，我就没办法停止。
We're going to discontinue the treatments we've been giving you.
我们要停止这整个治疗的过程。
Her kidneys failed.
她的那个 kidney.
The renal doctor came in and said, unless we start dialysis tomorrow, you will die.
你的肾脏已经没办法功能，你不洗肾，
give us one more day to pray.
我就跟他讲说，你给我们一天的时间祷告。
They gave us one more day to pray.
他给我们一天时间祷告。
The renal doctor came in, said, "What's your choice?"
那个尿道科的那个医生来，他说你的决定是什么？
We said one more time, "What is your promise?"
我就告诉你的应许是什么？
I can only extend your life, but you will not have quality of life.
我可以让你的生命延长，但是你不会享受人生。
I figure 6 months is enough time for God to heal her.
我想说六个月是够对神来讲够多时间去医治他，是完全的医治他。
So my wife said, "I'm ready to go to heaven."
我太太就说我已经准备好回天家了。
Pain was excruciating all through that process.
他整个过程都是很痛。
Painkillers, stopped at some. Jesus stopped at some, but she was in pain.
但是他有些虽然吃一些那些止痛剂，但是还是很痛。
So we transitioned from journey of miracles to be healed.
我们从这个要被医治的这个路过程
，journey of miracles to transfer into heaven，
我们到一个要回天家的过程。
We didn't give up，
我们没有放弃。
We allowed God to do what He wants to do，
我让神做他想做的事情。
So she did not take the dialysis，
她没有决定没有不去洗肾。
Went into hospice，
他们进去安宁病房。
We had that time at home in hospice，
我们在这时间跟
several times。The glory of the Lord came into her room, so you could see the glory cloud of God.
你可以进很多时候在安宁病房，上帝荣耀就彰显。你可以看到那个云在那里。
The last night she was alive, the room filled with the presence of Jesus.
这个那最后晚上走之前，那个整个房间充满神
的荣耀。I could literally see a cloud of glory.
我可以真的看见神的那个云，荣
耀的云在那里。Have you ever seen the cloud of glory?
你有看过神荣耀的云吗？
Have you ever seen that?
你有看过吗？
Anybody?
你有看
过吗？ Have you ever seen the cloud of glory?
有人看过吗？
I was in Indonesia a few years ago, had a brand new video recorder, and I was recording the meeting.
我有一个录影机在录影在印度尼西亚的。
And I thought, oh man, my camera's spoiled.
我说啊，我的录影摄影机没有用。
Because with my naked eye, I could see nothing.But with the camera, I was recording a cloud of glory all over the music group.
因为我的眼睛看什么看不见，但是我看到我的摄影机里面却充满
了。You can go to my YouTube channel. I have it on channel. That whole film is on that channel.
我的平台上有这个影片在上面。
It showed a series of 3 shots of how the glory of God was there very thick, and then it thinned out a little bit, and then it came back up to the stage.
它这个荣耀是很强很厚，在这个会众后来又移到这个台上。
After I preached that sermon,
当我分享完信息以后
，we had 5 deaf people get healed. We had a lady get up out of the wheelchair. We had many people saved and many people healed.
5个死人复活，还有很多的这个瘸腿得医治，还有很多人那个得救。
A lot of times when God manifests His presence in a room.He wants to do something supernatural.
当神的荣耀彰显的时候，他显示他超自然的能力。
So I'm thinking, well, Well, maybe just at the end, maybe God's going to heal her anyway.
那如果可能，有可能，可能这是上帝要医治她。
Went back into the room.
我们就回去这个房间里面。
We had several ministers there.
我们很多的牧者在那里。
I see God's glory.
我看到神的荣耀在我太太的房间里面。
And they all thought I was cuckoo.
但他们这些人都以为我疯了。
They couldn't see.
他们看不见这个神的，但是我能够看见。
And we sang.For about 30 or 40 minutes, hymns.
我们就在30分钟、40分钟就唱诗歌在他的房间里面。
One of the grandsons was there.
其中一个这个孙子。
And I turned to him and I prophesied about his life to be.
我就转向他跟他说预言。
I said, if you'll go over and touch my wife's hands, you're going to receive an anointing she has and it will come to you.
他说如果你现在去摸我太太的手就你阿嬷的手他的恩膏就从你他身上到你的身上。
And I said, what do you feel?
所以那孙子就触摸那个我太太的手。
Says it feels like electricity.
他说他感受到这个电流。
I prayed for him again. I said, now go lay your hands on her again.
那我就说再为他祷告。
And when he did, his hands started catching on fire.
他后来他手感觉到有火。
They got really hot.
非常的烫。
I said, that's the anointing from Jesus.
那就是从神来的恩膏。
He's releasing into you a dynamic call to follow him.
他要放在你身上一个很有活力的一个呼召。
And we sang some more.
那我们就继续的歌唱。
And we worship Jesus.
我们就敬拜耶稣。
Prior to that night,
但是在那天晚上之前
a few weeks earlier,
几个礼拜之前
Mildred and I had to do some serious praying.
我和我太太就做很认真的祷告。
Praying for the future.
为未来来祷告。
What does God want me to do because I'm staying behind and she's leaving?
因为我还在这里，她要去天上。
And we both came to the consensus
我们都同意
that God desired for me to go on in ministry.
但是我们就同一个领受，就是我 Rusty 就要继续的在这个服事里面
，not to retire，
而不是退休
，but to refire。
但是再次被重新点燃
，get more of the fire of the Holy Spirit，
再次被神的火点燃
，and go on and continue to advance the kingdom of God，
继续的推进神的国
，win people to Jesus，
让人
set the captive free，
让神信耶稣
，pray for the blind eyes to open，
被捆绑的医治
，pray for the deaf ears to open，
是耳聋的
，pray for sick people to be healed，
病的人得医治
，but God didn't heal your wife。
但是上帝没有医治你的太太啊
！Are you kidding me？
你在跟我开玩笑吗？他在天上在跳舞了。
She's excited and enjoying Jesus Christ.
他是在天上充满了在享受耶稣。
Her mama, her daddy, her mama, her dad. We got all sorts of relatives.
还有他的阿公阿嬷阿祖啊，那个人都在天上。
Happy days.
他是充满了喜乐。
I wept one time too many in the presence of my wife.
我有一次在我的太太面前哭太多了。
Had not spoken for 3 days.
她有一天三天没有说话。
And she mustered up enough strength to speak to me.
她就把她所有的力气都说，她说一句话。
Do not ever cry in my presence again.
她说不要在我的面前再一次哭泣。
I am going to heaven, and it is a good thing because I've gotten in love with Jesus.
因为我要去一个更好的地方，而且
I'm going to my heavenly home. It's time for me to progress on.
因为这是现在是我要
It's not
要去天上的
事。Anything lost, it's everything gained.
不是所有东西都失去，而是所有东西都得到所有的东西。
And I didn't cry anymore.
所以我从那时候我就不再哭了。
I said, Lord,
主啊
，One last thing I ask of you.
我最后一次问你一个
He says, what is it?
求你一个东西
Let me be in her presence when she breathes her last breath.
让我能够她呼吸最后一口气的时候让我就在她身边
On May 10th, the Lord woke me up at 4:10 a.m.
5月10号早上4点10分的
时候 Go in and sit with your wife.
她说上帝告诉我你坐在你太太旁边
So I did.
所以我就坐在那里
Said, honey, I'm here, I love you, God is good.
亲爱的我爱你
He's going to come and get you.
上帝要来接你
回去了。It's a happy day.
今天是一个好日子。
Sat down, did some typing, did some praying.
我就打这些字，做一些祷告。
As I was about to send an email,
当我在寄一封电邮的时候
，an update of what God was doing,
这去告诉别人发生什么事情。
I heard the voice of Jesus.
我就听到耶稣跟我说话。
Look up,
往天上看。
It wasn't audible. was not audible.
不是一个能够听见的。
But it sounded audible.
但是它听起来好像是可以听见的。
I'm thinking, look up, I'm going to see Jesus.
我要转往上看，我是要看见耶稣吗？
Happy days are here. I'm going to see an angel. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
我是要看到天使吗？
I looked up.
所以我就往上看。
Just saw my wife.
我就看到我的太太。
No Jesus, no angel.
没有耶稣，没有天使。
But I looked at her.
但是我又看着我的太太。
She took one.
她就这样。
Last breath and didn't breathe.
他就呼吸最后一口气。
I walked over to her. I put my hand on her head. Put my hand on her hand.
我就把我的手放在她头上。
What a mighty God we serve!
我们服侍。
What a mighty God we serve! Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve!
我们所服侍的是一个伟大的神。
And I sensed Jesus walk into that room.
我就感受到耶稣走进那个房间里面。
I felt my wife's spirit leave her body.
我就感受到我的太太的灵就从她身体离开。
From a spiritual perspective, I saw them join together and hold hands.
我看到他们在灵里面，他的手和耶稣手就
牵手。Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. And I began to sing.
我就开始唱歌，你信实何广大。
And I sang them all the way to heaven.
我就唱着歌，就让他就到天上。
Great is my God，
我的神何等伟大
！It's been 1 month，
一个月
，20 days，
一个月又二十天
，6 hours，
六个小时
，and 10 minutes，
十分钟
，since she left，
是他离开
，and I've not cried one tear，
但是我没有掉任何一滴泪。
Because the joy of the Lord is my strength，
因为上帝的喜乐是我的力量。
God wants to give you a vision.
上帝要给你一个意象。
God wants to awaken you to His power.
他想要让你兴起
去认识他的能力。He wants to awaken you to His presence.
他兴起你，让你明白
他的同在。God has a plan.
上帝有为你一个计划。
God has a purpose for every one of you.
他为每一个人有个目的。
Turn to someone and point to them.
你向旁边人转向，指向他，你旁边的人。
Hold your finger up.
把你的手。
Turn to someone and point to them.
指向旁边的人，告诉他说。
And say this.
说。
You are not a mistake.
你不是一个错误。
You're not a oops, got another kid.
不好意思，你是不小心蹦出来的。
You're not a mistake.
你不是一个错误。
You are part of the plan of God.
你是上帝旨意里面。
He has a purpose for you.
他有为你有一个旨
意。He has a mission for you.
他有为你有个使命。
He has a vision for you.
他有为你有个意向。
I got a one of the teachers that I love to follow and listen to, and I get his books.
有一个老师我很喜欢读他的书。
He himself just went to heaven.
他就刚刚离。
Dr. Jerry Savelle.
他是叫 Jerry Savelle.
He gives a definition is just real short. I'm going to give it to you.
是一个很短的一个定义对这个字。
And what it is, it is a, you know, out of Isaiah, no, out of Joel 2:28. Joel 2:28. In the last days,
约珥书二章二十八节
I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
在末世的时候，我要把我的灵倾倒，
所有
有血，凡有血气的人。Your
sons and daughters shall prophesy.
你的儿女要说预言。
Your old men.
你的老人
old man. There's an old man right there.
哦，那边有一个老人。
There's another old man right there.
这边有一个老人。
You can tell them they got gray hair. There's another one over there.
他们有白头发，那边有一个老人。
They'll dream dreams.
他们会看见异象。
The young men.
那个年轻人。
There's one.
那边有年轻人。
There's one.
那边有年轻人，那边有年轻人。
There's one over there. One over there. Oh, there's a whole bunch of them.
那很多年轻人。
You're gonna see visions.
你要看见异象。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思？
God's going to give you a revelation.
上帝要给你一个启示。
It's a vision, could be of your imagination.
是在你的一个想象里面。
Could be in your mind.
可能在你的头脑里面。
You could be reading the Bible.
你可能在读圣经的时候。
And God gives you a vision of something to do.
他给你一个意象是你要做的事情。
Something to seek after to do.
是一些是你要去寻求。
A plan, a purpose.
是一个有一个计划，有一个目的。
Now, because I'm a prophet,
因为我是一个先知,
I get to do it all.
我就所有都可以做。
Dreams and visions and prophesy.
因为我可以看异象，可以做异梦。
But did you know that every believer can prophesy?
但是你知道每一个信徒都可以说预言吗？
Can you look that up in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书一章十节。
Everyone can prophesy one by one, so all can learn. There's a learning curve in prophesying.
所以这个说预言是可以有成长。
There's a learning curve in walking with Jesus.
但这个有这个成长的渠
道。That's why we have teachers to teach us the basic foundational truths of the Bible.
所以我们有教师教导我们圣经的基要真理。
Some of you are brand new in Jesus.
有些人可能是刚信耶稣。
You need to study your Bible.
你需要读你的圣经。
Why?Full of truth.
因为里面充满了真理。
If you know the truth,
因为你读了你知道真理。
Truth will make you free.
真理就会叫你得自由。
Amen.
Amen.
You can tell when God's talking to you and when the devil's talking to you.
你可以知道上帝是在跟你说话，或者是仇敌在跟你说话。
Follow Jesus. Say goodbye to the devil.
耶稣跟仇敌说拜拜。
When God gives you a vision, it will capture your imagination.
上帝给你的意象，他会吸引你的这个想
象力。It will inspire you every day.
他会让你们一天都充满了有活力，有那个目标。
If that happens, that vision is probably from God.
如果有这事情发生，这意象可能真的是从神来的。
A vision seems impossible.
一个意象看似不可能。
You're unable to fulfill it in your own ability.
你靠着自己能力是不能够完成的。
Probably a vision from God.
这说真的说明就是从神来的意象。
If a vision seems as though it will never come to pass, yet deep down inside you're unwilling to give it up.
如果你看这个意象是好像不可能发生，但是你在你心里深处你不愿意放弃。
Probably a vision from God.
那这很有可能就是从上帝来的意象。
If everyone else is not as enthusiastic as you are about your vision,
如果其他人都没有像你这么有热忱对这个意象，
probably a vision from God.
那这可能就是上帝给你的意象。
If you've experienced resistance, difficulties, setbacks, sometimes frustration over your vision,
如果你有意象是很多的挫折，很多的失败，
probably from God.
那有可能就从神来的。
But I thought everything was supposed to go smooth and easy, and I'm just in the will of God. I'm doing the will of God. It's fun. It's wonderful. It's hallelujah time.
我以为走神的意象是很简单，是很轻松的，一切都会很顺利。Hallelujah.
魔鬼，
魔鬼 ，devil.
魔鬼
，devil
doesn't want you to do the vision.
魔鬼不需要你，不希望你去做这个
意象。He'll try to lead you a different way.
他是会想你。带你走另外一条路。
Young man, he'll put a pretty girl in your.
他会把一个美丽的女生放在你面前，让你走另外一个方向。
Hold on to the vision God gives you.
你要抓住神给你的应许。
God will cause it to come to pass.
上帝会让它成就。
If the vision seems to consume your thinking and gets bigger and bigger inside of you,
如果这意象越来越充满你，越来越在你里面有更大的这个吸引力
，Probably God.
真的就是从神来的。
If the vision seems to define and shape your life,
如果这个意象是摇动你整个人生
probably from God.
说明真的就从神来的。
When I first was a Christian, baptized in the Holy Spirit,
当我真正变成基督徒的时候，
在受圣灵的洗礼，Our church embraced congregational prophecy.
我们就会在对整个会众说预言。
I'd prophesy at the beginning during the worship service.
在敬拜时候，我就开始说。
The pastor would send me down with new converts. I'd go get them saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我就让新信耶稣的人，他们就受洗，他们受圣灵的洗。
I would hear the music group get up and sing and worship God again.
我们就听到那个诗班就会唱歌来敬拜神。
I would run underneath the church and come back out to the back of the church.
我就会跑到下面到教会的后面。
And when a quiet moment came,
当安静的时候
，The says the Lord God.
这是耶和华神。
They freaked out because they saw me leave out the back.
因为他们吓，因为我从后面离开。
And I'd prophesy again.
那我就在后面再说一遍。
I sought every opportunity to prophesy.
对，我看每一个机会，我都抓紧机会去说一遍。
My vision so encapsulated me. I wanted to win the lost.
我的意向就是要得着那失上的人。
I wanted to set the captive free.
我要使被掳的得释放。
I was going to write a book on inner healing and deliverance.
我要写一本书是关于内在医治。
Then two people with PhDs wrote the book.
那两个有的博士学位的，他们写那本书。
They used the same scriptures I was going to use.
他用一样的经文是我要用的。
I think I had some better examples than them.
我有比他们更好的例子。
Because I practiced casting out devils out of people.
因为我操练把魔鬼从身上赶出去。
But I felt intimidated.
但是我有害怕。
Because I didn't have a degree.
因为我没有一个学位。
So I didn't write it.
所以我没有写这本书。
The Lord had to put me on a sabbatical.
上帝把我放一个安息年里面。
A medical sabbatical.
一个医治。
2015.
2015年。
He said, write your book.
他说写你那本书。
But God,
但是神啊，
I need to have what that book says I'm supposed to have.
我要需要这本书上面写的需要有的东西。
So go ahead, write the book.
写这本书。
I'll help you get healed.
我会帮助你得医治。
The book is called Journey of Miracles. We can be healed.
医治的路程被得医治。
When we go to lunch in a minute.
当我们去吃饭的时候
well, I have a book table back there.
我有一本
I've got that book in Chinese.
有中文
Simplified Chinese. And
简体中文
And English.
还有英文
Gives principles on healing.
他有告诉你这个得医治的一些
God is a God of principles.
他有他的原则
His principles and truth always work.
他的原则永远是有功效的。
But what if somebody didn't get healed?
但如果人没有得医治
，Pray for the next guy.
就为下一个人祷告。
Pray for the next guy.
再为下一个人祷告。
Pray for the next guy.
再为下一个人祷告。
When I was in Singapore, I was in a Chinese church.
在新加坡一个华人教会里面
，Old lady comes up. Please pray for me.
一个老女人来我们家为我祷告。
I got a deaf ear.
我听不到。
Prayed for her. She got slain in the spirit.
她为她祷告，她就马上
Pray for the next
guy.
So、tried to pray for the next guy, and he said he wanted to argue.
他说我要为下一个人祷告，他就要跟你。
But God doesn't heal today. But blah 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 blah.
他说上帝不医治了。
I said us, and then this old lady jumps up.
但是这个老女人就突然跳起来。
Grabs that kid and throws him away.
把这个年轻人把丢出去。
Pray for me.
他说为我祷告。
Said I just prayed for you. I know I got healed in my ear.
但是我的耳朵得医治。
But I got a bum knee. Pray for my bum knee.
他就说你要为我的膝盖祷告。
I prayed for that lady three times. She threw three people out of that line.
他为这个女人祷告，他把三个人都赶出去。
When you get healed,
当你得医治的时候
，When you get a touch from God,
当你领受被神触摸的时候
，It brings you for the world.
他完全的把你的那个价值
改变。I don't want to do the world stuff.
我不想再活在像世界人一样。
I want to do the God stuff.
我要做神的事情。
Because God is alive.
因为上帝是活着的。
And He's ready to do awesome things.
他准备好要做很奇妙的事情。
In a few moments, we'll open up the altar.
我们等一下会把这个前面打开。
So people can come forward.
你们可以往前来。
There's three things I'm going to pray for.
但是我三个事情我要祷告的。
Prior to doing that, Pastor Felicia is going to come forward.
但是在做之前，那个 Pastor Felicia 会来到前面。
But I want to tell you what the words of knowledge are before she comes up.
我要先告诉你知识的话语。
There are three people with a deaf ear.
三个人有聋的耳朵。
There's seven people with chronic chest pain.
七个人有那个胸痛。
There's a number of people with lower back pain.
有些人有在腰下面会
long,
坐太久
long, your back
站太久，你的腰就会痛，你的背就会痛。
Jesus wants to heal you.
上帝要医治你。
There's two ladies with a lump in your breast.
她有两个女人，她有一个你的胸部上有肿，有一个肿块。
That's embarrassing. That's
那个太丢脸。
If you come up with a crowd, no one will know.
但是
if you come up with a crowd, no one will know.
如果你跟一群人上来，大家不会知道。
But Jesus knows.
但耶稣知道。
And you're afraid you're going to die of breast cancer.
但你害怕你会因为乳癌死掉。
Jesus is bigger than cancer.
耶稣大过于乳癌。
Jesus has the power to heal.
耶稣有能力医治。
And he loves us.
他爱你。
There's several people here.
很多人在这里。
And you're religious.
你是有宗教。
Just like me.
就像我一样。
Went to church a lot.
你都去教会。
And Jesus lived kind of someplace.
耶稣就活在某个地方，但是不在你这里。
Got to have him in your heart.
你要耶稣住在你心里。
You need to repent and forsake your sin.
你要悔改，离弃你的罪，来跟随耶稣。
When you do that,
当你做这个事，
your life changes.
你的生命就会被改变。
And God starts working with you and in you and through you.
上帝就会在你的里面开始动工。
God has a plan.
上帝有一个计划。
God has a plan.
上帝有个计划。
Do you want God's plan?
你要上帝的计划吗？
Or do you want to keep your old plan?
还是你要走你自己的计划？
God is about to do awesome things.
上帝要即将做很奇妙的事情。
Just before Felicia comes up,
但是在师母上来之前，
Jesus gave me a prophetic word for the church.
上帝给我一个先知性的话语给这个教会。
He says, "What I began,
我开始的，
I will continue.
我会继续做。
I will raise up leaders in this church.
我会兴起领袖。
And I will send leaders out of this church.
我会把领袖差派出去。
From this day forward,
从今天开始，
this church will be known like the church in Antioch.
就像安提阿的教会一样。
Leader, people were one to Jesus.
带领人信耶稣。
Leaders were raised up.
领袖被兴起。
And leaders were sent out to start a new church.
领袖被差派出去开始新的教会。
I will advance my kingdom.
我会让我的国度前
进。Throughout the United States.
在各个美国。
And I'll use the Chinese to win the Chinese.
我会用华人赢得华人。
I use the Koreans to win the Koreans.
我用赢得韩国人赢得韩国人。
I use the white guys to win the white guys.
我用白人赢得白人。
Or the black guys, or whoever it is.
或者是黑人。
So the Lord says, I am doing a new thing.
我要做一个新事。
Some of you are about ready to retire.
有些人开始要准备要退休了。
Not the time to give up.
这现在不是放弃的时候。
Press in to know the Lord your God.
你要继续往前进。去更认识这位神。
He has another plan for your life.
他为你生命还有另外一个计划。
Everybody should be a witness.
每一个人都要成为一个见证。
You might not be an evangelist.
你不肯不虽然不会成为
传道的。Book of Proverbs says a wise man wins souls.
因为有智慧的人会赢得灵魂。
God wants to do a new thing.
上帝要做一个新事。
A greater thing.
一个更大的事情。
He wants to fill you with the Spirit.
他要用他的灵
充满你。So the joy of the Lord becomes your strength.
所以神的力成为你的力量。
And song.
还有歌。
And worship.
还有敬拜。
He wants to fellowship with you.
他想要跟你有互动。
Bow your heads.
低头。
Say, Lord Jesus.
主
耶稣。Here's my heart.
Receive my heart.
Here's my heart.
这是我的心。
Convict me.
你指责我。
If I've done something wrong,
如果我做错的事情，
show me.
你告诉我。
If I'm right with you,
如果我跟你是对齐的，
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵充满我。
Lord, I want to go 100% for Jesus.
主啊，我要 100% 来跟随你。
Speak to my heart.
你对我的心说话。
I want to follow you.
我要跟随你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. 你要翻英文还是不要？不必，OK。
我相信等一下会有很多的医治的神迹在我们中间发生。但是首先我们要回应神的邀请。在我们中间有没有人？你说今天就是我从宗教进入关系的这一天，我已经够了。宗教 play church 够了，我想要像他一样有一个重生的经验，新的意向，带出新的方向，人生从此以后走一个对的方向。如果这是你，我们在唱这首歌的副歌的时候，请你到前面来。你说耶稣，我要在众人面前承认，从今以后你是我的主，我愿意跟随你，求圣灵今天就来浇灌我，充满我，成为圣灵与我的心同证，我是神的儿女。好，我们一起起立。如果这是你，我们呼召这样的人，请你走到前面来，不要在乎别人的眼光，只有你跟你的神。